You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Each and every one of you recognize that we are on the threshold of a new beginning for America. If you listen closely, you can almost hear it in the distance, the sound of the moving van pulling away from the back of the White House.
That was Senator Hillary Clinton speaking to thousands at the Jefferson Jackson Democratic Fundraising Dinner in North Carolina on Friday. The question is, who will be moving into the White House? Tomorrow, John, we'll be one step closer to answering that question when Indiana and North Carolina voters go to the polls with nearly 200 delegates at stake.
Is Hillary hearing her moving van pulling up to the White House, maybe?
I think that's her hope. With us this morning, Laura Leslie's in Chapel Hill reporting for WUNC, where a big chunk of those delegates will be decided. Also, Micah Schwitzer's in Indiana reporting for WNIN. But Laura, let's start with you. You went to that dinner on Friday night where both candidates spoke, and you described it as a thing to behold. Tell us about the evening.
Well, to begin with, this is usually a pretty sedate affair. Every year is a few hundred party workers who get together and have a nice dinner and listen to a speaker. This year they had to hold it in an arena, and they sold thousands of tickets to the cheap seats up in the stands, and about 1,000 down below at the tables came to hear the Obama and Clinton. It was really interesting to me as a political reporter, because you don't usually, on the campaign trail, you don't get to hear see both of the candidates under the same roof at the same time talking to the same bunch of people, right? So you don't get that sort of, you know, apples to apples kind of comparison. And so Hillary Clinton gave a good speech, got a warm reception. Her section of the stands was packed with her fans. But then when Obama got up, I mean, the whole room just blew up. The rafters were shaking. It was just this
shaking. Actually, literally, or are you saying that metaphorically?
No, you could feel it.
Wow.
You could actually feel it in your abdomen. The noise was that loud. So, I mean, it was just a very sort of different energy, I guess you'd say. I mean, they both got good receptions, but it was kind of unmistakable.
Let's talk about the headlines for a minute. Many of them have been talking about how Clinton is closing in on Obama in North Carolina, because in the past few weeks he's been ahead. But you make the point that actually Hillary Clinton was ahead of Obama as of January, and we're really talking about this seesaw that's gone back and forth in the last couple of months.
Right. He was ahead as of January in North Carolina, as you say. And he's been, I mean, the polls have kind of had him all over the map. And when you look at the poll numbers, when you sort of try to even them out, you know, he's held a lead of somewhere around 11 or 12% pretty, you know, regularly since then. Has it dropped a little? It has a little bit. But he's still, as of this morning, the latest numbers have him up by 9, which is still a pretty statistically significant lead.
And what do you describe as the biggest issues on the minds of folks in North Carolina as they go to the polls tomorrow?
Jobs and the economy are number one, absolutely. I think that's true pretty much anywhere you go. But the war is also a big issue here, because this is a big military state. We have Fort Bragg, we have Camp Lejeune, we have a big military presence here, and a lot of military families really want to hear what these folks have to say about how to end the war in Iraq and bring their husbands and wives home.
I'm going to bring in Micah Schweitzer. I apologize for mispronouncing your name, Micah. You're in Indiana reporting for WNIN, where Clinton will be campaigning today in Maryville this afternoon and Evansville later tonight. That race in your state has been very tight. How are things shaping up?
Well, it's obvious it's a very tight race, and it's evidenced by the fact that Clinton and Obama have made numerous stops here over the past week or so. It's been very busy, not just with them, but also with surrogates. Here in Evansville over the weekend, we had Lee Hamilton campaigning for Barack Obama. We had the actors Sean Astin and Ted Danson here making phone calls, working at the Hillary office to make the case for voters here to turn out tomorrow and vote for Hillary. And so it's been very busy both with candidates and surrogates trying to make the case that their candidate is the one who can bring jobs back to Indiana and who can offer economic certainty in the future.
Leslie and Mike, I've got a quick question for both of you, and we'll start with Laura Leslie. It seems as though we're getting down to the fine print here when Ted Danzig is a headline on Monday morning. I'm wondering if there's any sort of undecided component here, or are both of these primaries going to be about getting their voters to the polls. It's all about turnout on Tuesday, that we're really not going to have a wave of people going from undecided to decided. Laura Leslie, you begin.
Well, the latest numbers here put only about 8 or 9% of our likely voters as undecided, so there's not that much room, but, I mean, it could be significant if they all decided to vote. What's interesting here is we have early voting and a one-stop. For the first time, you can go register and vote the same day, and more than 300,000 people have done so, which is like half of our whole turnout for the last
300,000. That's important. That's really
important. And the numbers have been a little bit lower with early voting here in Indiana. About 90 or 100,000 have turned out to vote in the past week or so with the early voting. But I think turnout is going to be the big factor for both candidates. There is an undecided component, but the candidates are hoping that by this point people have made their minds up. I'm speaking with people, and they're still trying to sift through some of the noise caused by the Jeremiah Wright issue. They're trying to figure out which candidate is going to have the most immediate impact on their pocketbook.
All right. Well,
I have a very quick, last question. I'm just going to let's play a clip because it's interesting. This weekend, both candidates were really on the exact same page on one issue. Let's take a listen.
If Senator Obama is the nominee, you better believe I'll work my heart out for him. And if I'm the nominee, I know Senator Obama will do the very same for me. Because it will be a united Democratic Party that goes on to victory in November.
If Hillary Clinton were the nominee, I would support her in a heartbeat. And I know that if I am the nominee, that she will support me. And the reason is because our differences pale in comparison to our differences with the other party.
Laura Leslie, very, very quickly, these were both said in North Carolina. Do you think that's true? You've been on the ground with the supporters of each candidate. Are they all going to be united in the end? Will Obama's supporters support Hillary Clinton and vice versa?
Well, just to give an example, at the dinner that you're talking about, the fans for each of them, the supporters, were actually trying to shout each other down during the speeches.
Okay.
So there's a great deal of tension and division right now. I mean, it's hard to imagine that they wouldn't come together, but there's got to be some bitterness on whichever side doesn't win.
Okay, so yet more chapters to come in the race for the Democratic presidential nomination. Laura Leslie, political reporter for WUNC, and Micah Schweitzer, political reporter for WNIN. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.